conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232-218.
You can eat great for just $4 with Denny's 16-item, 2, 4, 6, or $8 value menu. Like the $4 all-you-can-eat pancakes. Look for Denny's coupons in next week's mail. Prices and participation may vary.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hey, you know, I once knew a man from Nantucket.
And?
Let's just say the stories about him are greatly exaggerated.
Crossed over.
How would he know that? How would Homer know that?
Well, that you must know the guy.
It frightens me that he knows that.
Gold dust at my feet.
I'm a queen.
On sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, young and old. Step right up to the greatest show on earth, the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. Got two things I could talk about today. I'm trying to decide which one to hit for, well, which one to jump on, and I'll do that after we do what we normally do. Before we get started, I'm already getting emails about Memorial Day. We won't be here Memorial Day, and I won't be here Friday. So, with your permission or without your permission, we're going to do our Memorial Day tribute Thursday, day after tomorrow. I've already gotten numerous emails from people, and people notice. They notice that we've done this every year for the entire time we've been here. And they also notice that other stations don't do it. And I had a great email today, a couple of them. And one guy said, you know, when a Veterans Day, Memorial Day come around, he said, I kind of jump around the dial, see if anybody else is doing what you guys do. And he said, they aren't. No, they aren't. And they won't. Because they don't have the freedom to do that, because corporate ownership dictates that they continue to follow what they call the clock and play their mandatory seven songs an hour or whatever it is. Here's what we're going to do Thursday. We're going to pay tribute to the people who have died in the service of their country. And for anybody who doesn't like it, please don't email me, because I will delete it as soon as I see that you're going, what the hell did you take the whole day and talk about? Delete. So don't bother. If you don't like it, don't listen. But I think if you listen, you'll really, really enjoy it. And you might learn something, because every year that we do this, whether it's Veterans Day or Memorial Day, we surprise ourselves by coming up with some facts about war or about the country that we didn't know before. I got a bunch of stuff since last time that I've kept. So we'll do that Thursday. What we'll do now is called the Burke segment. And it starts like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do not today.
I do.
Like to introduce Dan Strauss. He is not even really a producer, but since everybody has to have some sort of title, we call him the producer. Dan, take it away.
Thank you so much,
Frank. You're welcome.
My mom works in Crawford, or works. She lives in Crawford County, which is, she lives in Bourbon, Missouri, and that's part of Crawford County. And she was... drove to this hardware store yesterday, and Channel 2 was there. They were going to talk to some residents and some people about a bobcat running around there. They've called it a mountain lion. They've called it a bobcat. And
aren't they the same? Didn't we decide they were the same?
I think so.
They are. Yeah.
I think they are. So Paul Shankman was the guy that was... interviewing her, and she made it on to the
your mom was in an interview.
She was in an interview with Paul Shankman, and he was on.
He's good. She's really good.
I know.
Did she mention who she is the mother of?
Yes, she did.
Oh, boy.
And
they edit, that's on the editing room floor.
No, and she said he couldn't be nicer. He knows the show, and he knows who we are and everything. And I said, I know. That's what I told her. So,
yeah, for those who don't know, Paul Shankman did this before we got here. It'll be, it'll be 17 years, July 7th.
Yeah.
And before we got here, this was the Paul Shankman show. And I was surprised that they let us come in and have it because it was a great show.
Yeah.
Great, better than this show.
Oh, yeah.
And I really surprised a lot of people. Go ahead.
So she made it to the 5 o'clock news last night. 5 and 6, I think. I'm not sure if she was on the 6, but definitely the 5 o'clock. And so I was watching the 9 and 10 o'clock last night, and then they did. And she had called me because she said, oh, I might be on again. She was all excited about being on TV. And the 10 o'clock rolls around, and then they started saying in Crawford County, and they had these cardboard cutouts of these of a mountain lion, of some other cat, and then a regular cat. And then they went to this environmentalist guy, and he was talking about, we've had calls from some people where it's just a regular cat, but they think it's a mountain lion or something like that. But
hold on a second. I don't need a cardboard cutout to show me the difference between a regular house cat and a bobcat.
No, but they had the cardboard cutout there for everyone to see. And but she didn't make it on that one. So it was this other guy that made it on.
That's a good story.
Yeah. Thanks.
Man.
So she was all excited about that, about being
on that night. A great story.
Yeah. Oh, here, I got it right here on Fox 2 News website. Let me see if I can bring the audio up here.
My mom?
Yeah.
This is great.
Uh-oh.
Now, what last name? What's your mom's last name?
Krasinger. She goes by...
What? Krasinger.
Krasinger.
She goes by it, or
she
that's
goes,
her name?
That's her last name, okay. Carol Krasinger. So she...
It was her maiden name.
So my mom... No, it's not her maiden name.
No, it's her new married name.
Yeah.
Her
maiden name. Idiot.
My mom almost hit a black bear driving to her place. There was a big black bear there, and then she got stuck in her car when her neighbor has a bull, and the bull got out and had a stare down with her while she was in her car. She had to call the police and tell the police that she was stuck in her car. There was a bull outside of her car.
Whoa.
So what is it with your mom that she's attracting bears, bulls, and bobcats?
I don't know.
Do you want to play the audio?
I have no idea.
Well, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is Dan's mother on television.
Okay.
We've gotten several calls.
She's got a deep voice.
That's
house cats where people think this is a mountain lion and more than one.
They do roam, and a lot of times the people will think that they are coyotes versus being the mountain lions, but there is a big difference.
And you've seen one?
Yes.
Oh.
Hey.
What a great interview. I don't know of anybody that thinks a coyote is a mountain lion.
No. I know. She noted that, too. There is a big difference.
They have a... Oh, my goodness. One's a puma, I think. One's...
Thank you, Mom, for letting us know.
This makes Channel 2 look so... Sorry, but so stupid.
There's a house cat, there's the bobcat, and then there's a puma.
Yeah.
Showing you the progression in size.
And now, didn't we decide that a cougar, a puma, a jaguar, they're all the same. They're the same cat.
I think so.
I think a cougar,
A
cougar and a bobcat, I think, are the same thing. There's mountain lion. There's bobcat, there's cougar, there's jaguar, there's puma. What else?
No, pumas are definitely bigger.
All right.
Mountain lion, bobcat, and cougar are the same.
Jaguar? Different?
I think jaguar is a little bigger, too.
I tell you, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, nobody saw a bobcat in Missouri. Nobody saw black bear. No armadillo.
Jaguars are spotted.
Okay. Now we have armadillos. We have black bears. You know what'll be next? Those anacondas or boa constrictors from Florida.
Oh my goodness!
Make their way up here and hibernate during the winter. We're becoming like We get an all species here.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild
That's
Kingdom.
Right. Well, I feel like Marlon Perkins.
Man, we went hiking on Sunday in
good story.
Babbler.
I don't think he's finished.
Oh, yeah, Babbler, Babbler State Park. And
well, you were right across the street from me.
Yeah, we were real close. And ticks. I came out of there with, I mean, we've hiked a lot over the last couple of years in different parks. Never had one tick, but for some reason, I don't know if it's the time of the year or just in that certain
set
of
Did you have it in
the
genital area?
No, no. Luckily, I found them both. They were on my leg. I found them before they had time to
You don't want them
burrow.
In the genital area, and you don't want them up in the crack of your buttocks.
Yeah, I've you didn't
no,
you have
no,
one on
not
your,
there? No, no.
Somebody we talked to had one on their boys or something, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. And you have to pry them loose from your boys.
Yeah, luckily I caught them before they started burrowing their stupid head in there.
I've always wanted to find a woman you had to pry loose from down there.
Right.
On a tick. So
how would you even know it? Well,
what
if a woman?
A
well, if a woman gets one up in there.
Oh boy, I don't know.
Would you ever know it?
I would, me personally, if I'd know she had it.
Well, no, a woman. Would you?
I don't know. That's a good question because.
And think of the supply of food he's gotten there.
Oh, see, that's disgusting.
Well,
edit
I'm
that
just,
out.
I'm
edit
just
that
saying.
Out. No, edit that
I
out.
I know what they dine on.
Yeah, edit that out. That's disgusting.
Come
yeah,
out looking
mama.
Like the, come out the size of a marble.
A marble.
It's what time
a
of
bowling
month?
Bowling ball.
Well, let's get her.
Well, yeah, we did the, because I went online and saw how many different trails they have. And they have, you know, they have a mile trail, mile and a half trail, and they have a 6 mile. It's the equestrian trail. It's a loop.
Hmm. Yeah.
And they said the estimated time, I didn't tell Angela this before we started, but the estimated time to do the 6 miles is 6 hours.
Walking?
Yeah. And I said, that doesn't sound right. Cause
that's a mile an hour.
We've done other hiking trails before, and we've been to the one out in Weldon Springs. I mean, we walk at a fairly quick pace, and we did like the 7 mile loop in like almost a little under 2 hours. I go, that can't be right. So sure enough, we did it, and it was around a little under 2 hours. I wonder why they give that estimated. I guess
to make you feel like you're athletic.
Well, yeah. Whoa, we did it a lot quicker.
Oh,
or
we're record breakers.
I don't know if a lot of people hike if they take a lot of break. I don't know. I don't know how you could possibly take
you're
6 hours.
The wrong person.
To do
I'm not a hiker. I don't like it. How did you get rid of the ticks? How'd you get them off?
I just pulled them off. I grabbed a napkin.
So they hadn't had a chance.
No, they. Yeah, I caught them right as soon as I got in the car. I saw yeah. them. So
but if they get dug in, man, they're hard.
Just nasty looking things.
Dan, did you have anything else?
I have nothing else. Right. I'm trying to. My computer is messed up, so I'm trying to get a hold of Jose to
like
put names up on the screen.
It's not like our equipment. Go ahead and get a hold of him. We'll close the Burke segment. We'll get that closed.
Just sick of his cold, I guess, if you want.
Tell you what, we can, yeah, we'll take, our computer's not working. Dan normally puts names on the screen, so here's what we'll do. We see that all of you are calling, so I'm just going to take calls and go, hey, who's this? Let me give the numbers, even though all the lines are lit. One will drop and you'll get in. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And yes, Jose, if you're listening, please come in and help us because we have no way to get these names on the screen. So I'm just going to start here and say, hi there, who is this? They hung up, okay. Hello, who's this?
It's Eric.
Eric, how are you?
Good.
What can we do for you?
Is this KTRS?
Yeah.
I wanted to let them know about their mountain lion problem.
Okay, go ahead.
A bobcat is totally different than the other one.
Totally different than a mountain lion?
Yes, totally different.
All right, what's the difference?
Mountain lion, puma, panther,
panther's
cougar
the one
are all the same.
Panther's the one I couldn't think of.
Yes, yes. And generally, the more north you go, the larger the cat will be.
And why is that, do you think?
It's something to do with the cold weather and surface area of the body. And it's a little more detailed than that, but
that makes sense.
The gist of it.
That makes sense. Did you
That's
ever...
all I want to say. And then AM and the PM.
All right, well, thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
All right, good night.
You know, when you go to hiking places, they always tell you, try to make yourself look bigger. If you come up on a mountain lion or panther or whatever this stuff is, make yourself look as big as you can. Well, I do that all the time, try to make myself look big. I'm doing a pretty good job of it because I look pretty big. I looked in the mirror.
Yeah.
Let me get this next. I don't know who this is. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Yes, and you are?
Tom.
Tom, how are you?
Good.
Tom, I'm sorry I didn't know your name, but our phones are broken. They're being worked on even as we speak. What can we do for you?
Well, I just called to let you know that a bobcat and a mountain lion are definitely not the same thing.
Okay, that's good to know.
But bobcats are about 35 pounds. Mountain lions are 100 to 150 pounds.
Whoa. Okay.
Big difference. Do we have both in Missouri? Do we have mountain lions in Missouri?
Well, we definitely have bobcats in Missouri. The conservation department will tell you we don't have mountain lions until somebody has a trail cam picture of one or a photo of one, and then they say, oh, yeah, well, we do. Yeah.
Is there another name for the bobcat?
No.
It's just there's nothing similar to a bobcat that's around the same size.
Bobcats are 30, 35 pounds.
Let's just keep it right there and keep the mountain lions out of here if we can. That's 35 pounds, that's big enough for me.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. See, I forgot his name because there's no names on the screen. Waiting the next longest would be this guy right here or this lady. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Bruce.
Bruce, how are you?
Doing wonderful. I heard you talking about ticks. I hunt and fish all my life, and this is the worst time. This is when they all breed up.
They breed up?
After the last frost, and then it gets hot. They attach to anything, and before you go out, if you want to keep it from getting on you and your family, just get some of that new off that has DEET in it.
Mm-hmm.
DEET will keep it off of you. And but we used to do that, you know, hunting fish before all that chemicals came out, and we used to pull them out of cracks you don't want to know about.
Oh,
out of cracks we don't want to know about.
Yeah. And we had sometimes, if you don't catch them and they get in there, then you got to get them out with a hot. You got to back them out with a hot knife.
Oh, I've heard of that, holding matches to them, too.
Yep.
You got to endure the pain of holding the hot knife there till the thing backs out, so you're searing and branding yourself.
And the hard part is you got to find a volunteer to help you.
Well, yeah, that's especially hard if all you have with you is another guy and the tick's on your scrotum.
Oh, yeah.
your topic on the cats, they are a lot more, you know, have been moved up here, like the everything has been moving around because not as many people go out in the woods anymore. You know, all the kids don't go out there, electronic stuff, but real hunters and fishers, they trapped a mountain lion down in Cuba right there by Bourbon, and he was on the news and everything about a year ago.
So there has been a mountain lion in Missouri.
Yeah, it's like a mixture between a, I don't know if it's a true mountain lion, but it's like a, I've seen tracks down by our place in Owensville, which is not far from there, and they hunt the deer. They chase the deer and the little does. And
I own a lot in Owensville, Missouri. I own the world's most worthless and crappiest lot in Owensville, Missouri, that I got conned into buying about 35 years ago. I haven't seen it in 20 years, so.
Is it in town or out of town?
No, it's a Peaceful Valley Lake.
Oh, yeah, that stuff was back in the 60s, 70s. They used to try to...
Exactly.
It was a big scam.
Oh, no, I know that now. But I was too stupid back then. It's a great story, actually. I'll tell it after you hang up. It's a wonderful story. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
AM/PM.
Thank you.
You mean it hasn't appreciated in value all these years?
Oh, no, no. Here, this is such a great story. I'm 28 or something, and I work with a guy. His name was Bernie, first name. And we're at an ad agency, and we work in an office together. And this guy was a really sharp dresser. He looked like a guy. He was in his 60s. He looked very successful. And now that I look back at it, everything he did, I have to say, was brilliant, because he did it so that a numbskull kid like me would overhear it. For example, he had an office not far from mine down the hall, and I would hear him say things like, oh, yeah, it's a hell of a deal, all right. He said, I just wish I had more of them to sell, because once these things are sold, there's going to be a lot of people. He was probably talking to nobody.
Yeah.
He just knew that I would hear this. So one day, I went in, I said, Bernie, what are you selling something, some property or something? He goes, yeah. It looks like, it says, I've sold a lot of things in my life. I wish everything could go as fast as these things went. And I said, went? He said, yeah, they're gone. They're gone. And I said, well, what was it? He said, oh, it's a lake in Owensville, Missouri, Peaceful Valley Lake. He said, this place is going to be the spot. And I always like lakes and water. And I said, wow. He said, oh, man. He said, would you have been interested in that? I wish I'd known that. Oh, man, I wish I'd known that. All right, now the stage is set.
Maybe I can put you on a waiting list.
Bingo. He comes in about like 3 or 4 days later, and he says, you are not going to believe this. And I don't remember the story he concocted, but somebody who had bought one of the most desirable lots, financing fell through, they died, something happened. And he said, I have an in with the developers. He says, I can slot you right in to take that lot if you want it. He said, and I'm not pressuring you. He said, because I don't need to sell it. It'll sell itself. I mean, everything he said, beautiful, right? Just for an idiot like me before I knew better. And I said, how much is it? And he said, $4,700. And I said, $4,700 for a lake lot? He said, it's not lakefront, but you can see the lake. It's a lake view lot. And right now, it'd be the only one left, $4,700. So I said, Bernie, can I have till tomorrow? He said, and he said, I'm going to have to give me an hour. I got to make a couple of calls. Well, that was all BS, too. But he made it look like he pulled some strings for me. I said, Bernie, I don't have $4,700. And he said, well, you don't have to have. He said, you got 10% down? You got $470? I said, I can get that. He said, I've got a friend in the financing. And he had a friend, and he had another friend. And so he arranges. He says, I can get you, I can string this thing out for 20 years. He says, by the time you pay off $40-something $100 over 20 years, it's nothing. I said, you could do that? He says, not for just anybody. But he said, man, we work together. We're friends. I said, all right, let's do it. So I drove out there. Now, here's the first bad omen. I drive out to Owensville, Missouri. I had a brand new Fiat, brand new. You know when they oil the road with that tar?
Oh, yeah.
And that rock? And it just all sticks to the bottom of your car? They had just oiled the road. So as I'm driving, I hear it's clinging to the bottom of your car. When I got out of my car, the entire bottom of my car was coated in rocks and tar. He shows me the lot, and it's weeds. It's just weeds. It's a bunch of weeds. And I said, this lot doesn't look like very much. He said, it doesn't look like much now. But picture yourself right here. And he walked over the lot and says, let's say this is your porch. And these weeds aren't here anymore. And it's all cut and trimmed. And here's your porch. Look that way. That's what you're looking at sitting on your porch. That way. I mean, he painted a picture. So I said, all right, let's do this. And I did it. For 20 years, I paid, I don't know, it was like $40 a month or some ridiculous thing. I still own that lot. I called about 10 years ago to see if I could sell that lot back to the Lake Association. They didn't want it. They didn't even want it. And you know what it ended up being? It ended up being the only lot that literally is right next to the campground where everybody pulls their little campers and sits up all night drinking and belching and telling stories and passing gas. That would have been what would be right in front of me if I had built a house there. So I still have that stinking thing. It is the worst resort lake lot ever in history, but it taught me a huge lesson. And that's what the kind of thing you learn when you're 20-something and you're stupid. And I didn't even own a home at that time. I was renting. And I remember thinking, I finally own a piece of American soil. I am a landowner. Boy, did this guy do a number on me. But now I know things I didn't know back then about guys who are pretending to be on the phone and aren't really on the phone. And older guys who can smell the stupidity and the naivete of a young guy like me. Are we getting our names back on the screen?
Yeah, we are, but I think I have to have Peon do something.
Now, we're going
to
take a break. We're going to get this thing fixed, and we're going to know who you are, and we can talk to you and all that stuff. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Here's a guy that I have known for 18, 19 years. Got to know him, well, met him for the first time when he came out to our house because we were talking to three different companies about remodeling our kitchen. We liked our house. My wife didn't really like it. Too far out for her. She doesn't like being out away from everybody. She'd like to live in the Galleria if she could. She'd like to rent some kind of an apartment in Chesterfield Mall or Frontenac or somewhere. I like the idea of being able to pee in my yard and nobody see me. You know, not having that neighbor right next to you. Hey, buddy, what are you grilling? I don't want that. So she thought we were too far out. But we liked the house. But neither one of us ever really liked the kitchen. So as soon as we could, the first order of business was remodel the kitchen. Talked to three companies. One of them was Thompson Price. And obviously you can figure out who won that bidding war. It was Thompson Price. Not just because of their price, because they were higher than one of the other companies and about the same price as the other company. It was what the three companies presented us with. One of the three actually looked like they had given some thought and put some effort into the reasons why they were going to do what they were going to do to our kitchen. The other two, it was like they just grabbed some sort of standard stock bunch of appliances and that layout and just threw it at us. The one that did their homework was Thompson Price. And that process has become even more thorough now. They're going to ask you who's left-handed, who's right-handed, how tall everybody is who's going to be using that kitchen. I'm not kidding. They'll ask you things other people, other companies don't even think to ask you because they want that kitchen or that bathroom to be perfect. They want it to be the kitchen or bathroom you will never find in a house that you buy unless you built the house yourself and had Thompson Price do the kitchen. That's the kitchen or bathroom you're going to have. Money well spent. You'll never regret it. You want to know more? ThompsonPrice.com. Meet me.
Time for a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All in all, things are looking pretty good, Dan. The only slowdown, real slowdown I see is on southbound 255 between 270 and Horseshoe Lake Road. On westbound 64 in Illinois, eastbound 64 in Illinois, you're running heavy between Baugh Avenue and 255 in that construction zone. And then on westbound 40, looks like we're a little slow between 170 and Clayton Warson and again 270 through Mason. This traffic report is brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil stations, their quality gasolines are the energy behind your journeys, helping you get better fuel economy. Learn more at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 until 6. Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoin.
And I'm Randy Naughton.
Inviting you to join us for the Martin Kilcoin Show at 10 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
The best sale in the history of Granite Busters is ending soon, so you should take advantage of this incredible deal right now before it becomes history. For just $1,999.55, you'll get all of this. 45 square feet of Category A granite countertops, laser templated, custom fabricated, and installed with an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. A stainless steel undermount sink, a sink grate, and a plumbing hookup. All this for under $2,000. No one can beat this deal, but you better hurry, because when it's over, it's over. Questions? Call Granite Busters right now. 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344. Or visit the Granite Busters showroom at 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard. You'll find over 125 colors and 500 plus granite and quartz slabs in stock. That's the biggest in-stock selection around. There won't be a better time to upgrade your countertops to granite. Call, visit, or log on at GraniteBusters.com. The kitchen countertops of your dreams for under $2,000. Only at Granite Busters. New customers only. This offer cannot be combined with any other offers. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
My name is Don, and a lot of stuff happens to me. My wife even calls me Disaster Don once in a while, but that's not fair. I'm just a little unlucky. I mean, who hasn't been to the hospital for a giraffe bite? And engines fall out of cars all the time, right? But since that stuff happened, I needed a lot of cash at once. So I called Cash Call at 855-590-CASH.
At Cash Call, we can lend you a big chunk of money so you can handle all your unexpected expenses at one time. You can borrow $2,600 to $25,000 by tomorrow with no collateral and make monthly payments or pay it back all at once.
Yeah, Cash Call lent me enough money for everything. And uh-oh, is that lightning? Again?
If you need a lot of cash all at once, make the cash call at 855-590-CASH. Because dealing with the unexpected doesn't make you a disaster. It makes you just like everyone else.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Missouri Consumer Credit Loan License 367-03-3042.
This is Martin Kilcoin, and I'm here with Ken Heise from the Heise Advisory Group. Ken, I understand you have another retirement income planning workshop June 5th at the Old Orchard Gallery. Tell me about what you plan to cover.
We do, and we always have a great time at these workshops. They're a lot of fun. I'll be covering risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio, a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Just give me a call to register at 314-909-1116.
Who would benefit most from this information?
Anyone within 5 years of retirement, as well as anyone about to retire or already retired. We focus on helping people at this stage create a holistic retirement income plan.
Okay, everyone, write this down. Thursday, June 5th, the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves at 6:30. Call Ken at 314-909-1116 to get registered.
Ken Heise is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heise is a licensed insurance representative.
Buying or selling a home, don't do anything before you call Kathy Helbig. Once you call Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group, they will tell you what is a waste of time, and they'll tell you what is an absolutely must-do to get top dollar for your home. Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group, co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West, she's a 17-year full-time top-producing realtor in St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and St. Charles County. And the truth is, anyone can offer you a free market analysis. Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group can tell you exactly what it takes to get your home sold at top dollar. How do you get a hold of Kathy Helbig? Call her at 314-276-SOLD. That's 314-276-SOLD. And you can always visit them on the web at KathyHelbigGroup.com. Kathy Helbig is great because she has a full team of buyers and sellers agents who will help you get to the finish line. The Kathy Helbig Group, KathyHelbig.com, or on Facebook, What the Helbig, KathyHelbig.com.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills. Smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts, see BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
GEICO presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with GEICO. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone.
Yeah, I just said that.
Before the night is through.
All right, we think our phones are fixed. We had a whole bank of calls and we had to lose them all because we had to clear and reboot and whatever. But we think they're fixed now. So 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Before we go to the phones, I just asked Dan. I said, Dan, do you ever remember as a kid the word tick, other than in a clock, ever being used? And he said, no. And I don't either. I lived in Tennessee in a little hick town, and there was woods behind our house, and I played outside all the time, had a fort like all kids did, tree house. I never once heard the word tick used. Nobody was checked for ticks, and I never remember anybody saying they ever had a tick. Isn't that weird? Did they just sort of come along in the last 20 or 30 years, or were they there and we didn't know what to call them? Or, and I've said this before too, the other thing that's missing is lightning bugs. I remember going out as a kid, they were so thick, you could just reach up and like grab 3-4 lightning bugs at a time, put them in a bottle, let them glow in a jar, right, or smash them, take their little lights off and smash and put them on your buttons and light your shirt up or make rings out of them. I hardly ever see a lightning bug. Do you see lightning bugs?
No, not like when
just,
I was.
Just
yeah.
an occasional. It's almost like when I see a lightning bug, I know what he's thinking. Hey, where did all my relatives go?
Yeah.
Where did all the other lightning bugs go? Because, man, they used to be thick.
Yeah, and I saw an article the other day. They were talking, I think it was just in Iowa. They were saying, get ready, the 17-year cicada is on the way. Doesn't it seem like every year
the
17-year cicada is coming out again? I guess they come out in different states.
Because the last warning we got, I didn't see any.
In different years. Because
there's 13 years, there's 7-year cicadas, there's something else cicadas. And that one year, remember when they were so bad, they all came out at the same time.
Oh, the every different...
it's like the 7-year,
but I think
the
they come out in different areas at different times.
Yeah, they
do. I think
they do. But a huge part of a summer night when I was a kid was, one, the sound of screen doors slamming, because everybody had just a screen door closed. You didn't have air conditioning. And lightning bug. You could just sit on the porch, and you almost had to swat them away. They were everywhere. It literally sort of lit up the night. There were so many lightning bugs.
And maybe you don't see them so much because there's too much light out there now.
No, the woods behind my house is dark.
Still see them blink, though, you'd think.
But I see a few, but not like it used to be. Let's bring Curly in here. Hello, Curly.
Hey, Frank. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. What can we do for you, Curly?
Hey, you were talking about buying lake lots.
Uh-huh.
I got a cousin back in 1970 or 71. He bought two adjoining lake lots. It was right by a little pond or a frog hole. Mm-hmm. And there was a 9-hole golf course there. And this little-known development, now called Lake St. Louis, was slow to take off. And he had those two lots for about 10 years, and there was no homes being built. It was just really, it was so far out past St. Charles at the time, too.
Right.
Just figured this place, it's not going anywhere. But he sold those lots after about 10 or 12 years, and there were still very few houses out there. And every once in a while, I'll see him now once or twice a year at a wedding or funeral or something. And I'll ask him, hey, Leo, what do you think those two lots are worth now? And he just shakes his head.
Yeah, I know what my lot's worth that I paid $4,700 for 30 years ago. $500. That's what it's worth. I went the opposite direction.
Who thought Lake St. Louis would be what it is now back in the 70s?
Well, and I don't think Lake St. Louis ever became really what they envisioned it would become. It's okay, but my gripe with Lake St. Louis is most of the time I drive by there, the water's never clear. It's like a muddy lake. It's never clear. What is that about?
Runoff.
All right, Curly. Appreciate the call.
Hey, wife. Have a good day.
You too. Right.
Anyway.
And I'm not knocking a Lake St. Louis. I don't know anything about Lake St. Louis. It just seems to me that when I drive by, it's brown. It's not, as clear as I'd like for it to be. And maybe I only see it after a rain or something. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Frank.
How you doing?
I'm AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Talking about your bobcats and your pumas and
panthers and
all that. Panthers. A bobcat doesn't have a tail, for one thing.
Oh.
It's a little bitty tiny bob.
Okay.
And their ears have a little fuzz on top of them, and they're like maybe 35, 40 pounds, but a bobcat and a lynx are pretty much the same thing.
That's another one we forgot about.
They're both small, and I worked on a railroad, and for 34 years up and down a railroad, I saw one bobcat. I mean, you just don't see them. And a puma or a mountain lion or a cougar, I mean, they got a tail like a baseball bat. I mean, they're big.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
If anybody says they saw a bobcat, that could be a feral cat.
No. I think it's been confirmed. The conservation department's confirmed there've been several bobcats spotted in Missouri.
Oh yeah. Bobcats are around everywhere.
Yeah.
But cougars or pumas, I mean, there was one hit by up by Fulton, Missouri. a lady, and she called the highway patrol, and they confirmed it was a cougar mountain lion, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Because it was next to the highway on 54.
All right, Jim. I appreciate it.
Okay, Frank.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what somebody ought to do? Some of these people that have these exotic animals, let a tiger loose just in the woods in Missouri. And just, you know, let it go. You
yeah.
know? Just, go on. And then people will
sit
start
back and watch the fun.
Watch people going, well, I can't believe it. Now we got tigers in Missouri. And why couldn't a tiger live in Missouri? Why? Too cold? Do tigers live anywhere where it gets cold? Where do they live? India? Where else? Africa? Africa has no, hang on. No, did you know that? No tigers in Africa.
Lions.
Tigers are India, Asia, whatever. But I could a tiger survive, I wonder? I don't think so. I think it's because it gets too cold here. What do we know? We go to Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Great. How are you?
Real good. I've got a little theory about this tick thing. I remember ticks my whole life. I'm 52 years old. But when I was a kid, we used to burn the farm off like every 2 or 3 years. I think we killed the ticks off whenever we did that. You know, and also back in those days, we had a lot more habitat, you know, which produced a lot more quail, and that was one of the number one feed for a quail is ticks and little ticks, you know. And I think between the quail and us burning the fields and the woods off every couple of years, we kept the ticks in check.
No, I just, when I was a kid, I never heard the word tick. Never was mentioned.
Yeah, I can't remember having a really hard tick bite until I was in my teens.
Exactly.
You know, and then it kind of started up.
Maybe ticks don't like kids.
I see a lot of lightning bugs out here where I live in Franklin County.
Okay. Well, that's where they all went then, Franklin County.
We got them, you know. For $5, and come to my backyard and watch them.
I'll think about that. Thank you, Dennis. What a generous offer.
Look for
what a generous offer. $5, I come watch lightning bugs. Some people call them fireflies. I never called them
no,
fireflies.
I got a text from my friend Brandon. He said tigers live in Siberia. So it's pretty cold there from what I gather. So
why couldn't they live in Missouri?
I guess they could.
All right. Now, if anybody who's listening has one of these tigers, I'm just kidding. Don't really let that thing loose. That was just kind of a joke. Don't do that. I don't think we need to see that. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good afternoon, Frank.
Good afternoon.
AM and PM.
Thank you very much, Dave. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Years ago, we went into an emergency room, and we had a child with ticks all over him. He had a bunch of seed ticks. And they dipped the child in some kind of solution, and the ticks just came off. And
wow.
I was wondering if somebody that works around an emergency room could enlighten us to what they used out there in Brown Salem, Missouri.
They dipped the kid in it, and the ticks fell off.
Yeah, they just dipped. They had this, like a bassinet tub.
Wow.
Liquid on them.
Oh, whatever that product is, they need to be marketing
it.
I
don't know what it was.
Well, maybe somebody will know, and they'll call us. We'll stay tuned.
Yeah, because if that's something that we can buy, I'm certain there'll be a lot of us that want to get some.
I agree. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. Bye.
Is that where the term "tick me off" came from?
Yeah, dip me in the solution.
That ticked me off.
And what does that mean? Tick me? I wonder what that does mean. That really ticked me off. It has nothing to do with that tick, I don't think. Let me talk to Ron, then we'll break. Hello, Ron.
Hello, Frank. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
Well, I wanted to thank you for your show. I discovered it about 10 years ago after my dad passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at kind of a low period. And I heard you tell a story about some teenagers that had broken into a veterinarian clinic and stole some stuff, which made them lactate.
Do that again. They broke into a veterinary clinic and what?
And they stole some drugs which made them lactate, which made them start giving breast milk.
That sounds like a story we might have talked about.
Does. I don't remember it, but that sounds like us.
And I laughed so hard that...
that you started lactating?
It was the first time I laughed in several months. And I've always wanted to thank you for that.
Oh, man, thank you. That's the greatest feedback I can get from anybody. Is your dad's gone, I take it?
Yes, he died about 10 years ago.
All right, well, I'm sorry. But at least he introduced you to us, and you still have us.
And, you know, you folks kind of remind me, like when I was a kid, I used to listen to the Arthur Godfrey show.
Right.
and he was a real gentleman and entertainer, and I kind of feel like you've kind of brought that quality back to broadcasting.
Well, thank you.
Wow.
That's a great compliment. I think you're right, except for the gentleman part and the talent part. But, yeah, that's very nice. I appreciate it. Thank you, Ron.
All right, Frank. Thanks a lot.
All right. Yeah, every once in a while when people say stuff like that, I almost said that's better than sending us money, but that's not true.
It's a close
second.
The
only thing that would be more powerful would be if you sent a note saying, you mean a lot, my dad introduced me to you, here's $1,000.
Yeah.
That would be more powerful,
but
I think.
That's what Melody did to Pian and I the other night, Pian and me the other night at the Winterworld Trivia. She came up and said what a big part we were after her husband died and while he was sick and everything.
And if you folks feel that way, just add a grand, $1,000. Boy, that would really, we would not forget that for a while. Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country is, they're all over the country, but the Illinois and Missouri locations are owned by a couple of guys. Jim and John are their names. They're local people. So it's in a sense, a local company. And when they came around a little over 10 years ago, the windows were $189, and I know that lots of people expected by now for the price to go up or the quality to go down, but neither one happened. The price is the same, the quality is the same. How they did that, I'm not sure, through gas prices, increases and decreases, but they did. And they just finished a very successful trivia night Saturday night, and Window World, and by the way, every dollar of this went to St. Jude Children's Hospital, $110,000 Saturday night. So thanks to everybody who was part of that. Thanks to Window World for being so good to the folks at St. Jude, and to St. Jude for being so good to kids. You want windows? Here's your company, Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
Randy's last day before vacation. Hopefully she's not mailing it in. We'll find out. CNN's Don Lemon alongside Dr. Don Lemon back for his weekly visit. All headlines, national and international. And in the noon hour, we're going to talk with an expert. You've heard the phrase viral. How exactly does something go viral?
The Martin Kilcoyne Show with Randy Naughton starting at 10 weekdays on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
Phillips 66 strives to be the neighbor you can depend on, whether it's for their performance gasoline or to satisfy an ice cream sandwich craving. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of former pro football players are